I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Receive all glory, receive all praise, now and forever. Amen. Oh, amen. Clap your two hands, celebrate the Lord, give Him praise, give Him glory. Take back your seat shortly. Get the communion ready quickly. Get the communion ready. I'll be finishing very soon. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. I've been speaking, and we have started our 40 days fasting and prayer. Oh, how many of you are aware? Tell somebody about you. Be part before you lose out. Be part before you lose out. Be part before you miss out. You start a continuing Bible. Fahushim ansana wa shri adye. Fahushim ansana wa shri adye. Amen. Quickly. Now listen. I've been speaking to you these 40 days. You must be able to hear the voice of God as you are fasting, because prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. You talk to your father, he must talk to you back. Media helper to get the best mic. Prayer is not, tell somebody about you, prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. In Bible, any idea nipa ba akuna yekasa. Yekasa in Bible, uni obi, uni wo papa ene din komo. So when you talk, your father must talk back. Ukasa, I will say we jansusu yekasa. So when God speaks to you, you must be able to hear.
Se nyanko pone ukasa esa uti.
So we said for you to be able to hear when God speaks to you, you need to condition your spirit to be able to hear from God. How many of you want to hear God speak to you? I told you that all the problems you have found yourself in is because when God speaks, you don't hear. Because you don't hear, you fall into traps and into evil. When God speaks to you in dream, speaks to you in audible voice, speaks to you in different ways, you fail to understand that I had a dream in tears here. I saw this, I heard something I didn't understand. Because of that, you are losing your blessings. Because there is somewhere God wants you to be that you will get your blessing. There is something God wants you to do that you will get your blessing. But once you can't hear, you can't receive it.
I said,
for you to be able to position yourself to receive, so I'm talking about conditioning yourself to hear the voice of God. Conditioning yourself. I've started already. Today is the third part three. Condition yourself. Preparing yourself to hear the voice of God. Said number one, be spiritual. Make a spiritual disposition. Focus on spiritual things like prayer, like fasting. Do spiritual things. Focus your mind on spiritual things. Don't focus your mind on your phone, on TikTok, on Facebook. Don't focus your mind on movies. Don't be physical. Rather focus your mind in the spiritual things and your life will be spiritual. Prayer and all those things will make you spiritual. So these 40 days, you have taken a spiritual position so you can hear God by your fasting and prayer.
And then
number two, we said cultivate. So I gave you a scripture, Revelations 1 verse 10, Habakkuk 2 verse 1, and then Romans 8, 5, all the way to 4, and then 2 Kings 2, 10, and all those things. Then number two, cultivate the climate of the word to connect to his voice. The climate of the word. That in the midst of preaching, when you are listening to messages on your phone, or when you come to church and you are hearing the word of God, it is an opportunity for you to hear the voice of God, because the voice of God speaks behind the word of God. Or when you are reading your Bible, you get a chance to hear a voice talking to you, explaining to you, relating it to you. That is the voice of God behind the scriptures.
And then
we also said that number three, you create the climate of worship and praise. You must create your own song. You must sing spiritual songs. You must create your own atmosphere of songs. Don't be listening to worldly songs. When you are listening to Christian songs, it helps you to hear the voice of God. When God wants to talk to you in your car and you are playing all sorts of worldly songs, you may not hear. But when God is talking to you in your car or in your house or on your way and you are listening to spiritual songs, your spirit is ready to hear from God.
Then
you hear the glorious voice of God. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, 30. And then 2 Kings 3, verse 50. And Acts 13, verse 2. And then number 4, we say, you must pray and worship abundantly in tongues, in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in tongues, it helps you to be tuned to the voice of the Spirit. It connects your spirit to the spirit of God. So when he speaks, you hear. Because the tongue you are speaking, you are allowing your spirit to be connected to the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit can lead you into deep things of God, so you are able to get an answer easily from God. So tell somebody by you, speaking in tongues will help you to hear the voice of God. Tell another person, listening to messages and reading the Bible will also help you to hear the voice of God. Say it to someone. And then say it to another person, that when you listen to worship songs, when you listen to worship songs, and not worldly songs, but worship songs, it helps you to hear the voice of God, to escape. That is why a lot of Christians find themselves in trouble. It's not that God wants you to enter into trouble, but when God is even talking, you can't hear, because you are listening to worldly song, you are not praying, you are not spiritual, so God can't even communicate with you.
You are driving,
you are about to have accident, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you are not here, because in your car you are playing boom 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 unnecessary music. From today, may you hear the voice of God. Let your amen be a resounding one. From today, may you hear the voice of God. May you hear the voice of God. And may you escape every trap of the devil. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Now, how will you hear the voice of God? How can you tune yourself or position yourself to be able to hear the voice of God? Number 5. Quickly, write down. These 40 days fasting and prayer, God is going to speak to people. May you be one of them.
Amen.
Because God will tell you that go here, look for this job, marry this one, go there, go that, do investment here, don't partner with this one. God is going to give you answers to the many things you are asking. But may you have the ear that can hear him.
Amen.
Let me hear an amen.
Sa enadua nan mu nyankopon be kasa tre ne ma. Obetro e kwan anfa so obetimi adiye. Nipa wo de wo bo na obetimi aboa wo. Oba wo ware na obetimi anya wonto. Efri na ko nyankopon mu wa na o ma wonti ne ne e wo Yesu de.
As I'm preaching, God is already speaking. So some of you, you have to be speaking in tongues and be charging your spirit to catch what God wants to tell you. I told you last Friday that in the preaching, it's not everything that is for you. Everything I'm saying is for somebody, but it's not everything I'm saying that is for you. There is a particular thing in it God wants you to hear for that day. If you miss it, you have missed your voice.
If
you want to hear from God, number 5, maintain an inquiry mode to access his voice. Maintain an inquiry mode to access his voice. What it means is that the people that ask questions are the people that get answers. You want to know God's mind concerning this brother you want to marry? You want to know God's mind concerning this profession you want to enter? You want to know God's mind whether you should travel or not? You want to know the voice of God concerning the business partnership you're about to enter? You need to ask. When you ask, you will hear his voice.
Many people
are not hearing from God because they are not asking from God. Anytime I meet some of my friends whose marriages are struggling or they have failed or they end up marrying wrong people and they are in trouble, the first question I ask them is that, did you pray about her? Did you pray about her before you married her? And unfortunately, most of them know, but they are pastors.
You started the business.
The business was going well. Now everything is going down. My question is, did you pray about it? Did you ask God before you entered? Did you ask God before you started that business? Did you ask God before you even sent that application? Did you ask God what to do? Or you are just living circumstance? From today, may you escape the calamity of destiny. Your amen can be better than that. I said, from today, may you not throw your life away because you did not ask. Bible says that ask of the ancient path and walk in it. When you ask, you will be told. Jeremiah 6 verse 16. Thou sayest the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Stand in the ways and ask for the old path, where the good way is. It's not every way that is the good way. Tell somebody, it's not every way that is the good way. It's not every way that is God's way. It may look nice, it does not mean it is God. It may look safe, it does not mean it to be safe at the end. It may look tempting and assuring, does not mean you arrive safely. Tell the one by you, not every way is God's way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says that ask for the old path where the good way is. There is a good way for you. I pray that may your ears be open to that direction.
Amen.
Some people don't understand what I'm saying. They are not saying amen. I say, may your ears be open to that direction. May your ears be open to that direction. Clap your two hands for
them.
There is a peace I feel in my heart, or there is an assurance I know that I am not in the wrong profession, or I'm not in the wrong career, because God spoke to me. I heard it. I heard it that go into it before I came into it. God spoke to me. In my marriage, I'm not struggling. I have peace in my heart that no matter what, my marriage will succeed. Because I prayed about it, God spoke to me. God said, this one, I pray for you that you will not jeopardize your own destiny by chances, by playing gambling with your destiny. Life is too short for you to play gambling with your destiny. Life is too short for you to follow things that looks nice and attractive. That may not be God. I pray that you will not make a fatal accident. You will not have a fatal destiny accident. A lot of people have entered into things that have crushed them. Yes, God has called you, but do you know whether he called you to start a church or not?
It's another thing.
He said, ask of the old path, and you shall be able to access the good way. He's a good Christian. That does not mean he's your husband.
Oh yeah, Christ only my pants.
They don't like that one. He's a pastor. That does not mean he's your husband.
Oh yeah, so for non chiresa or
ye ukunu. Hey, it's a good paying job. That does not mean it's your destiny. There is money in it. Does not mean that's what God wants you to do. Oh, it's so nice. Does not mean you should travel to that country. Ask of the ancient path. Ask of the old way. Listen, there was a way God made for you before you were born. It's called the old way. Don't create your own new way. Tell somebody there was an old way before you were born. He's the ancient of days. Before he gave birth to you, he has already designed your future. So there is already an old way that God has for you that when you come, walk in it. Don't reinvent your own way.
Amen.
Amen. The voice of God. This thing, it hurts me so much. When I see how people have destroyed their lives. Some people, their lives have reversed 15 years. Just because of one decision they made. 15 years. Sometimes when I'm talking to them, I wish I could help them. But no, these are big people. These are seniors. These are friends. These are not people under me. And you can see that their life have been reversed like 15 years. And the whole issue is that they didn't hear the voice of God. They followed what their mother said, what their father said, what the family wanted. They followed what looked nice. They used their own mind. They calculated, estimated. But there is no God factor in it. May you arrive in destiny safely. May you arrive in your destiny safely. Clap your two hands together. Obisa for Oyirakwan. Obisa for Oyirakwan. Obisa for Oyirakwan. You are too in a hurry to take the step, so you don't have time to ask God. That nyame chedodo. Nyame che. Entiwa ubeye bibia fa. You are too in a hurry. You are too in a hurry.
Open tem dodo.
So you can't wait to hear from God.
Ntime nchan sa obeti nyankopon ni.
Hey.
Hey.
Na se okowari obi fu frere.
And any answer, no.
Now say, oh, Ebe ye, why?
Ebe ye, ye, daddy. Now me woho.
Or your bunch or tears, yeah, as say, oh. Say, daddy says I should pray about it. Now say, oh, couple people pray.
And any answer, no.
Now, so the son had this offer me to kind of you, man. Opportunity now about how to grab it. Have you prayed about it? Has God spoken to you? Or you are just taking advantage of the opportunity you have? Yes. The fact that you are getting salary does not mean you are making destiny.
This thing,
some of you, when you get to heaven and God opens the books and God shows you that my son, this is what you could have become. This is what you were supposed to become. My daughter, this was the kind of marriage I've designed for you. This was the profession I designed for you. I never sent you into
Mansuma, driver.
That's where a lot of us are struggling. Because you are not where you are supposed to be. You are not doing. The fact that he pays salary does not mean it's God. Because some of you feel, once he pays salary, you are only surviving here. But true success, you can't see it because you are in the wrong thing. True success, lasting success, the one that heaven will stand for you and clap that you have finished your work. I am 1,000% sure that this is what I'm born to do. I'm 1,000% sure. I don't struggle in doing what I'm doing. You can wake me up and give me mic. I'll talk from morning to night. Some of you, where you are even going to work, then you are angry.
Because
I won't train at the Oko Rim. Some of you hate Mondays. How many of you hate Mondays? When I don't come to the church site, I feel like there's something wrong with me. Ask my wife. Like, say you better tune in for the whole day. I'm a diasa. Now where who say me yaswevi? Like a miracle. That will be who me the whole day. I'm uncle baby. I just say a miracle.
Okay.
Edim pass me. Mim ben a sorry dying. Now, old people tell us, "I'm a dear sir." And they are just out to me. You, when you are going to work,
okay, Juma.
Now, how? Do this.
Yes, say.
Say, Lord. Say, Lord.
Catch a radio.
It's not too late for me.
And care, Juma.
Speak to me. Let me know what to do in these 40 days. Let me know what to do about this issue in these 40 days. Let me know what to do about that thing in these 40 days. And I will obey. Clap your two hands. Acts! Habakkuk 2 verse 1 to 2. I will stand on my watch and I will set myself on the rampart and what to see what he will say to me and what I will answer. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. The Lord answered me means I asked.
Okay.
You must ask and he will answer you. These 40 days, some of you are praying for an answer. Some of you, you are in the valley of confusion. You are confused. You are confused. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. From today, may your confusion be dispelled. I said, may your confusion be dispelled.
1
Samuel 23, the verse number 2. David asks of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack the Philistines? And the Lord said, David, go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. So the only reason why David did not die in that battle was that God told him, go. He asked, and God said, go. Some of you are failing in certain things, certain battles, certain situations, because you entered yourself, or you saw somebody going into it, and you also followed. You didn't hear God tell you that, enter. You saw someone enter, you also followed. David asked, should I go and fight this battle? May you not fail any battle of destiny.
Amen.
I said, may you not fail any battle of your destiny.
Amen. David be saying, Yankupon, say, Yankupon, men call, na many or monk or quana. Yankupon catch a David say, I ain't call. Yamu be ye be saying, Yankupon, Tina, Master say, near my beer be a woho.
Verse 4. And David asked of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hands. David wanted to be sure. He asked again, God, did you say, if you are confused, ask again. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Say, why you're confused? I mean, say, Sambi Sebio.
Sebio.
Erade, Mimbi are sorry, Anama Mimbi are sorry. Sambi Sebio. Erade, Minko Anama Minko. Sambi Sebio. Erade, Usi Eye Abrante Way. Sambi Sebio. Erade, Kosa Opese Mishia, Nambe Daniel Elunye. Sambi Sebio. Men fell home because she be boom because Obi Kum. Don't enter into anything because others are doing well in it. This was the secret of David. Ask and you hear. David could not die because there was no battle he entered without God. So you too, you cannot fail if God is with you. I said, well, you can't fail if God is with you.
Then,
another time, Saul was coming to catch David. And David was like, oh, the people I have fought for, they will protect me. So, Saul cannot catch me. Then David was afraid. He was confused. Hey, these people, will they protect me or they will betray me? Bible says, and David went to ask God, God, when Saul comes, in fact, David asked God first question. I have heard that Saul is coming to look for me in this village. Is it true that Saul is coming? God said, yes, he's coming. You better advise yourself, he's coming. You, when evil is coming, you don't even know. You thought David was a superman. David just had supernatural intelligence. God was speaking to him.
David,
he knew what is going to happen. Then he said, will the people betray me or they will fight for me? And God told David something. Verse 12. David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you into his hands. They will betray you.
So
before broken heart, you could have escaped.
Broken heart, no answer now. Come on, you move back to
channel. Did you hear me?
What did you make?
Listen, listen. I said before any broken heart, there was an escape.
Answer now, come on, you move back to channel. I said we journey. What you say? Answer now, too.
There was an escape 5 years ago. You just did not listen. There was an escape. God told him, these people, they will betray you. You fought for them, but they will betray you. When Saul comes, they will betray you.
So,
there are people, when you pray about them today, God may not tell you why he said no. God will only show you only bad things.
I
will not really tell you why no. But it is because tomorrow something will happen. 10 years to come, something will happen. Or maybe the person is not even potent. Let me say this one.
Can we meet Muntie me? Can we
meet me?
Muntie me.
In Christ,
we
don't have sex before we marry.
Yeah, ni oba enda ansana ya wareno.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't care what they told you on the net.
Me fa woni ni
Bible calls it fornication. It's wrong.
Bible see jamamonye.
But then if people say that, how will you know whether the person sexually you are compatible? Whether sexually you are okay with the person, you will like the person will like you sexually. Whether things will be okay, sizes and whatever, as some people have been talking about on the internet. Whether this one is made for you. Isn't it a good thing for me to talk about?
Yes, I am.
Because some of you, that thing is in your head. That is where prayer comes in.
Okay.
That's where prayer comes in. When you pray, God may not disgrace the brother to you. God may not tell you that this one or what problem way and or what your real way. And God may not give you details. Say we no and fact you will not be compatible. God may not give you details. Just that you have troubling dreams.
Okay.
You have wrong answers. It's like something is wrong, but you don't know. Meanwhile, everything looks good physically. When he appears, he loves you, he cares for you. Everything looks, but it looks like you are trying to hear from God, but God is not saying anything positive about it. That is some of the ways by which God stops some of those things from happening. Once you are the type of person that until I hear from God, I am not going into this, it will save you because God did not say yes. And you didn't take God's silence as yes. And you didn't take all those bad dreams as I'll pray about it.
Okay. You didn't need to test and see.
All you needed was to pray. And if you are not getting yes, don't go ahead.
Because
God's silence may mean that she is not good, or he's impotent, or she has a sickness, or he has this. God's silence may be that one. God would have saved you that this one is not yours. He's a choir leader, but it's not yours. He's a pastor, but it's not yours. He's a good sister in Christ, but it's not yours.
Ask!
And you shall.
Oh.
Don't worry.
Number six.
I know they won't listen. Number six. Maintain the listening mode to access his voice. After you ask, listen. A lot of you ask, but you don't listen. Listening means make an attempt to hear. Make an attempt. In these 40 days, God will be speaking. But listen. Try to listen. Tell somebody, but you try to listen. Tell somebody, make an attempt to listen. God is talking to you, but try to listen to him. Make an attempt that you hear God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Psalm 85 verse 8. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace to his people. And he says, so when you want to hear the voice of God, make sure you are in a listening mode. If God sees that you will not listen. Well, why you watching? Why you watching? Say, I we are now obey. Why you be sad to go with you? Why you watching? Because when you come, daddy will ask you that, have you prayed about it? So you intentionally pray. Oh Lord, I commit my mind into your hands. Oh Lord, let this marriage be okay. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Then you pick your phone, then you press more. Oh Lord, I pray for Kwame. Oh Lord, I pray for Kwame Peter. Oh Lord, my relationship with Kwame Peter. As you are talking, the picture card that will deep you so.
What do you mean? Yami bekade.
What for ledada?
What ya bwane kune tutu ni fe desdina? Edina betina na many visa and say, where abu abe Mary? Mary. Where abu abe Mary? Where tutu ne ni huina? Nyami ne?
Oh. May God have mercy.
That is why God doesn't talk to people about especially marriage anymore. Because before they will come to God, they have already given the answer. Even me, as a human being, when you come to me and I see that you have accepted already, I will not say anything. How much more God? I will not say anything. Have you prayed about it? Say, yes. What did God say? Because they were not ready to hear. They will hear nothing. Yes. You like the thing already. You like the job. You like the company. You feel like, wow, I am working in this place. So, you know, when I even say pray, it's just normal. You intentionally. But you will not listen. And because you will not listen, God will not speak. These 40 days. Tell God that, Lord, if you speak, I will listen. I want to hear you, so I will listen to you.
Talk to me.
I will listen to you.
Talk to me.
Jesus says, my sheep, they hear my voice. That's the only reason why he talks to us. When we will hear, when we can listen to him. If you not listen to him, he will not talk to you. He will not talk. I only talk about people who I know listens to me. I only talk about their lives. People that I know, they will listen. They are the only people that I try to speak into their life. They will hear my voice about what they want to do. But people that I know will not listen. I don't waste my time to.
I'll just say,
have you prayed? Okay, go ahead. So you are okay now? Okay. All right. So how is it going?
Some for maybe say, oh, what about fire? Okay. Oh dear, cause one.
Later when something happens, before I'll say that, you see, I wanted to but
answer an American sign me per se.
I wanted to, but because of ABCD, I just decided that so since you said you have prayed about it. Even me, human being.
Mini pakra.
That's how God is. Some of you, you've been praying. You don't hear anything. Because when he speaks, you will not do it. You have made up your mind.
Why are you
doing this? Have you made up your mind already?
You
have decided you are traveling. There's nothing God will say that will stop you from traveling. There's nothing.
I'm
going to pray, God. Should I travel? Should I travel? I should not travel. Should I? God will be quiet. Because when God sees your heart, you are not ready for the answer. From today, may you listen. Tell somebody by you, be in a listening mode. So that God can speak to you. So that God can talk to you. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. I will stand on my watch. Habakkuk 2:1 and see what he will say. That means I'm going to listen to what he will say to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many things have I mentioned? Ask. And when you ask, don't just ask, but listen.
Listen.
You have come to me, you have asked a question, I'm answering you. You are not listening, you are pressing your phone. I will not talk again. That's what we do to God. You come to travel, you are praying. Oh Lord, oh Lord. But as you are praying, somebody enters, you are watching. Your mind is not on God. When God speaks, you will not hear. To hear the voice of God, listen. To hear the voice of God, do what? Now, finally for today, to hear the voice of God,
Maintain connection with your God ordained teachers. I'll close with this. Isaiah 30, 20, 21. I'm closing. We are going to take our communion. Listen. How many of you want to hear God's voice? Everybody, watch me. Are you ready for what I'm going to tell you?
Why I
don't like talking to people who not listen. Are you ready to listen to what I'm going to say? Read this scripture with me. Everybody, rise to your feet. Read this scripture. And read it slowly. One, go. And though the Lord gives you bread of adversity when you are in trouble, and the water of affliction, things are not working.
Yet. Your teachers.
Yet what?
Your teachers will
not. Oh, come on. Those at the back. You are not reading. Yet what?
Your teachers will not.
Will not be moved into a corner anymore. Say, my teachers.
My teachers.
Will not be moved. Into a corner. Anymore. But what will happen? But your eyes shall see your teachers. Ask the one standing by, do you want to hear God's voice? Listen to your teacher. Listen to your pastor. Listen to your teacher. Listen to your pastor. Listen to your teacher. That's why I say I will not say it. But when I say it, you say, ah, why are you saying that? But your life will be in adversity. Your life will be in affliction. Because you have pushed the voice of your teacher into a corner of your life. You have pushed Pastor Prince's voice into a corner in your house.
What did Pastor Prince now some more catch out? They be out there, baby, say,
you say you want to hear God's voice. You don't want to listen to your pastor. Your pastor who knows you better than whatever. You will not listen to your pastor. Your pastor who desire better for you than even your all the people you met. You do not listen to the voice of your pastor. Read it again. Yet, your teachers. Instrumentalists, are you listening? Some of you will not be in adversity right now if you are listening to my voice. Tell somebody, listen to your teachers. Let me give you an example. Let me use it as an example. Should I use it as an example? Will you be angry? If I use Mariam, she'll be angry, so I won't use her. If I use you, you'll be angry, so I'll use him. When he's angry, I can slap him on top. Listen to me. Few months ago, I told him, I said, you are going to lose your car. Not just him, I told all of them. I said, you are going to lose your car. Because of 1, 2, 3. And I told them that I have heard that there is a company giving cars for whatever, anointed. So go there. I told all of them. But because they were driving their cars, they didn't like that one. That one, they don't take it home and all that. So they didn't like it. I spoke to them over and over and over. But they didn't listen to me, including him. As for him there, because he stays around my house, so when he comes, I tell him to go. I forced him to go. He went there. Eventually, he didn't go. The people kept calling me, telling me that the guy didn't come. The guy didn't come. He left. Blah, 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 blah. Long story short. I asked him, why did you do that? He said, oh, because the sales is high, this, that, that, that. I don't think I can. The application, blah, blah. All of them were giving me all those things. I said, okay, fine. That's okay. Tell somebody, don't push your teacher to the corner. Tell somebody, don't disrespect the voice of your pastor. You pay for it tomorrow. You pay for it. I'm telling you. You can't escape it. You pay for it. Nobody escapes this teacher's voice. God gave you a teacher for a reason.
How many months after? He rushed to me and he told me that, the people have changed the policy I saw that I don't like. They have changed it. Now they have given the cars for the people who went. They have given it for work and pay, and they are not paying any down payment free. But anybody who is now going will have to pay 15,000 before they'll give you the car. But those who went first that they couldn't do it, they have given them the car to do the work and pay. Then I said, Jesus.
Listen to the
voice of your teacher. Fast forward. All of them, their cars are taken from them.
They all don't have cars.
Just like I told them, it's going to happen. Now, the company, they said no when I told them. Now, the company has given the cars to the first drivers who went. They were supposed to be part for free. Now, we are fighting to get them. Now, we have to pay 15,000. I can't pay 15,000 for everybody. So, I've been thinking, what if they had listened to me? No matter how difficult it was. Have you been thinking about that?
Why didn't you say
that? I was even telling you that just I think last week I was telling him that like we didn't listen to daddy. If you have listened to daddy,
clap your two hands.
But we'll send me a number, daddy.
But I've never confronted him about it. I've never confronted him about it. When he even comes, I send him, oh, go come. How is it? I've never told him I can see me capo your boat way. Maybe God just wanted you to go. And when you had entered, you Pastor Prince, I should do it. So let me just go. My father said I should do it. Let me just go. It's hard, but let me just go. Maybe after you entered, then they would have changed the policy. Then you would have got, because I don't have the money to help you. Then you would have escaped what was going to happen 2 months. You see how it is. This is just a simple will. But there are people whose destiny doesn't mean they won't get cars or anything. God will settle it. But there are people who are going to make such mistakes, and for the rest of their life, they are married to certain people that they will cry. There are people who are going to mess up for the rest of their life. They will become slaves in certain countries. They will never see the light of day. The reason is because they did not listen to the voice of their teachers. They pushed the voice of their teacher to a corner. Because are you hearing what I'm saying?
What did you make, Anna?
Tell somebody, listen to the voice of your teacher. Say, hey, daddy. Nanya okay in the our Bible Musa, I just read it to you. Said, let your eyes always, daddy, what should I do? Pastor, what should I do? It doesn't mean he's God in your life, oh, but he is the voice of God.
Okay,
hey, let me ask you a question.
Mami bisa wa sembi.
I tired of standing. I'm going to preach in KPCC. I'm more tired than you. I'm going to preach for over 1 hour.
Listen to me.
When God wanted to talk to Samuel, how did Samuel hear the voice of God? Did you go to Sunday school at all? Hey, that she always soon. Say the old bravo ebbo totals. Ubo totals. Ubo totals, no. That you be soon. Mumu said the mudimu bomba brabo ebbo dice. Ebbo dice, no. That you be soon.
Merci.
Open tamako. When he did the in your magic, I was in a church. Oh, coin, look as I want it.
Want to say, you can't
say, see, and you bet him at you. A china ain't him in Joe. Yabama Wakuma.
Yabama Wakuma.
Painkiller and Yabama. Uber Bill Bluta.
I catch you.
Painkiller, I can come back to you. Now, just giving you painkiller. I'm telling you. Nami fre Samuel no. Mami misa wasem. Uni obi tena for 5 years ah. Nipa no unim ni voice.
Ai,
uni. Nipa ni se oba he. Enye mi na mi jina ha but mi kasa wo dan eji. So obe hu se me wa rap go unim ni voice. It is the moment I talk no because ah daddy aba o. You turn and look for me.
Daddy aba.
Because unim ni voice.
Oni mo ne.
Me ma pastor, kasa se si a obo se pastor.
Mema, Pastor Collins, Cassandra, say, Obey, we call him the phone in Atena.
Obey, who saw no
one? Eddie Akola, Yadinibe Chen, Yan Coupon, now we give a 5, 6, 7. Now we nini abeye, Papa, Wabe, we nabe, Papa, O Nimnipon in it in the voice.
One him,
Obey, mistake.
Dabi.
3 times. Or say, Papa, who frame me? I could cry and say, Mam frail.
Dabi,
me
frail.
Or say, ah. Me no atena me me niwa minimal voice. Me no mistake one. Me no mistake two. Me no mistake three. Una ofreni. Ena kokran humu se. Nyang kupong enam onone voice. Edi abofreni kasa.
Edi kasa.
So God can use the voice of your prophet.
Nyang kupong beti me de.
God can use the voice of your pastor.
Beti me de o serve o serve one.
God can use the voice of your teacher.
Nyang kupong beti me de o chire chire ni.
Ah. The world will tell you don't listen because they don't want you well.
We are back at your cement if you saw one person.
They'll tell you that, and then pastors have become whatever, you have made them super whatever. No. God says, I will give them a shepherd. As I will give them a shepherd that will fit them. God knows how you are, and God selected that I can lead you. Don't put your teachers in the corner. My advise the one by you. Stop that. Tell him, stop that. Charlie, I advise you. Stop that. Stop putting the voice of your pastor in the. Don't go and finish doing the thing, then you call me, you are not telling me. You are finished doing the thing, you are now coming to ask.
Why I didn't have a baby, Sam?
Why would I say? The voice of your teachers, you put in the corner. You disregard it.
Well,
I shouldn't have taught this one.
You need can make a way.
I should have taught it. I should have just hidden the truth of scripture and then just teach you how to hear from God and not talk about this. Because this one will make people offended. Where man come from feeling say, hey, I saw for the no. But I no clear say nyami or frewa or to me the soft voice. And a catatina. Or beso do free be more to me namu soft so catch on say sad we men ye. Yes see. Se u di diaglo o sofu di nanu aka mi o sofu di nanu ka bibia ni fe diaglo di diaglo
bring the communion. Close your eyes and pray that Lord talk to me. I want to hear your voice. I'm struggling because I've disobeyed you in several ways. I want to hear your voice. Think about the many things God told you in dreams. The many things God told you in vision. The many things God told you in your solitary moments. Think about them. When you were alone, the things God spoke to you about. When you
are
alone in your prayer time, the voice that spoke to you. Think also about the voice that spoke to you through your pastor. The counsel, the advice, the caution, the warnings, so that you will escape. So that you escape.
So
that you escape. Are you praying? Close your eyes. Say, Father, I am sorry if I have disobeyed your voice. Lift up your hand. Say, Father, I am sorry if I've disobeyed your voice. Have mercy upon me and restore your voice back to my life. May I not enter into error. May I not enter into destruction. Restore your voice. Talk to me, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer now. Shakapara katakapare kedelebele.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.